Talk Live, 855-453. That's F-R-E-E. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you who, you know, you don't have the little letters on your phone or something, I think that those things are, to some extent, harder to find on the cell phones. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
For those of you who are wondering where our normal first chair, Ian, is, he is off at some city council function trying to somehow prevent the city of Keene from outlawing this synthetic marijuana substance called spice. And Tally, you say he's been unsuccessful in that?
I think, yeah, the vote was 5-0 in the subcommittee to ban spice, I believe.
And that the city attorney has already informed the city council that the banning of the substance would be unconstitutional under the state of New Hampshire's constitution.
No, actually, that the New Hampshire Attorney General would support a ban on spice, according to this city attorney.
Well, the Attorney General supports it doesn't mean that the city attorney didn't think that it was unconstitutional.
That's
apparently
true.
Is that right?
That's what he informed the city council of, at least some time in the past. Maybe he's changed his opinion.
Pretty recently.
These government lawyers tend to be the most slippery of vermin. So, you know, whatever. Hard to know. 855-450-FREE. Ian will return, you know, maybe this evening, maybe tomorrow. Whatever. Doesn't matter. You got us. And there's a story out of Washington, D.C. I talked about it in the end of the last hour. And it's a proposal to to institute a 24-hour waiting period on tattoos and piercings in the Washington, D.C. area.
And I guess that would be a ban, a 24-hour ban, right?
A 24-hour ban, I guess. I mean, you can ban, you know, may not be exactly the right word, but whatever. Now, I think that it really is summed up here by the gentleman named Fatty Jessup, the owner of Fatty's Custom Tattoos, and it's spelled just completely strangely. And he says that one of the cornerstones of the body art industry has been the walk-in service, and I assume he's talking about stagger-in service, and that essentially you're going to kill the business with this ban. Now, I think that this might as well be a ban, because I wonder how many businesses are going to be able to compete in Washington, D.C. against those in Chevy Chase or Arlington or whatever that are open 24 hours a day, giving tattoos to you at whatever level of inebriation you might be in. D.C. is a relatively small area. I mean, it's really pretty small, right?
Indeed, but they do have, you know, your club-going districts, concert venues, mm-hmm. and tattoo parlors that are all in the same area.
Sure. I wouldn't doubt that those have the sound of things that would be similarly placed, but wouldn't be too hard to, I mean, tattoo parlors in Chevy Chase and Arlington could just send buses that are attractively painted down there to pick people up for tattoos. Hey, want to get a tattoo? Drive you there.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
Skeptical as to whether or not that would be legal?
Or feasible.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I wouldn't get into a van rolling up and saying, hey, do you want to go get a tattoo?
I wouldn't.
Especially in D.C., where it's not legal to defend yourself with a reasonable use of force.
I wouldn't get a tattoo that I hadn't thought about for at least 24 hours ahead of time. Now, in this case, they want you to sign a waiver 24 hours in advance, and that's kind of a pain in the butt. I wonder if you can fax it in or something, you know, scan it in or do something on a website. I doubt very seriously.
Come on, you can drop it off on your way to the abortion clinic where you don't have to wait.
Somebody suggested a waiting period on sex that, you know, unprotected sex causes a lot more social problems than tattoos or body piercings do.
Slippery slope. Probably the same people, too.
Oh. Generalizations, Tally.
I did it for a joke.
Yeah, the slippery slope. He slid in the slippery slope.
Is that like a hot dog in the hallway thing?
I'm going to slide out of this. What were you saying, Mark?
I don't know. I don't like the idea of anybody getting a tattoo. I don't like the idea of tattoos generally. I have a couple. I don't think that they were the pinnacle of clear thinking in my life. I was not drunk when I got either of them. I thought about both of them for many, many days before I got them, and I got them anyway, and I wish they were gone.
I wish mine were gone, too.
And
really?
Yeah.
I just
All but one. I like the Amaji, which is Sanskrit, but other than that, they can be gone.
They're such a great and driving, the great idea and such a driving force in your life before you get them. Once you've got them for a couple of weeks, it just doesn't matter anymore. You're like, meh. And they can be kind of addictive, too. It's, you know, like, well, that was fun getting that last one. Let's get another and another. And they're expensive. You know, body art's expensive. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm all for people's right to get tattoos. I have them. I just, my experience in my life is I wish I wouldn't have gotten mine. And it's not that I'd like the idea of a temporary one much better than a permanent one. One that fades away after a year or something. I don't know. But as the case may be, I think people should be allowed to get what they want. These regulations here from the government, I consider to be somewhat disingenuous, because not only is it a 24-hour waiting period, but it's also kind of wrapping in some medical stuff, too, and hygiene things.
Sounds pretty comprehensive, what the Department of... What is this agency?
Let's see.
Like the health department or something?
Yeah, the health department.
Yeah, one of those things. I'm not seeing the name of the agency on my article. You say you've got one from the Blaze?
I do. Let me see what it says here.
This wait ahead and hold time will do such wonders for children's ability to protect themselves that they're not sure what to do, and a parent's ability to protect them. Say, let's register and let's give ourselves 24 hours to really talk about it. Parenting expert Tammy Gold, she told that to the ABC News regarding the proposed ban here.
What does that mean, to register?
Well, you've got to go get this piece of paper ahead of time, fill out a questionnaire, and I guess it'd be kind of a pain. What if you want to drive to this particular tattoo parlor? Some artists are more in demand than others, and it's 20 miles from the house.
This piece of paper, is it furnished by the D.C. Health Department, or
I'm sure.
Is it something each tattoo? Okay.
And probably some kind of government form that they have to have filled out. And if you want to go and do this, then it's basically two trips to the tattoo parlor. In some cases, you have to have more than one trip to the tattoo parlor, so you're talking about multiple trips.
Do you have to sign I'd be interested to know. You go have your black work done, right? And mm-hmm. then you go have the color done. Do you need to sign an independent waiver each time you go?
No, that's interesting. I wouldn't know the answer to that, but...
To answer your question, it is from the Federal Cities Department of Health. So this is a proposition brought by the D.C. Department of Health.
Well, obviously, it would be... anti-libertarian, you know, it would be against the philosophies of liberty to suggest that people in some way have to make a 24-hour waiting period. I am not a fan of tattoos generally, but I'm not a fan of a lot of things, as everybody's pointed out here. Not a fan of motorcycles. Certainly not a fan of riding a motorcycle without a helmet. I think you should wear a seatbelt.
I think you should make that decision for yourself.
I think that
I don't think you get to decide for me, Mark.
I don't get to decide, but I just think it's a good idea. I think you'll be better protected. You'll be better off. And people on the road, to a small margin, will be better protected, too.
Really? If I wear a helmet?
No.
I won't get brains all over somebody else's car?
That would be a seatbelt in that circumstance. I was referring to that. I don't think a helmet really makes the least bit of difference.
No, it's a bucket.
Yeah. I mean, it could or could not save your life. It's certainly a good idea to have it on, but... The best idea is to generally, you know, not drive a motorcycle. However, I'm really enticed by those new electric motorcycles, you know, because those things can get they can go a long way on a charge.
Are you talking about the electric ones with the two wheels in the front and the single wheel in the back? Seems like your kind of motorcycle.
No, I'm actually talking about the ones that are just two-wheeled. I used to have a KZ-1000. And
oh, so it's okay for you.
I have a general idea of the kind of dangers that one can do.
So now
to
you think you are an expert and can talk to other people about what they should do.
I think I was a fool. That's what I think. 855, 453. My dad rode a motorcycle almost every day of my life. He was an expert.
I love riding motorcycles. They're so fun.
855, 453, Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Here on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We offer you a podium from which to speak. Now, obviously, we're going to ask you questions about whatever your topic is. That's how it operates here. You join a conversation that's heard by tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, depending on the night of the week. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark,
Nemi,
and Tally.
855-453. Want to tell you real quick about forcefieldenergy.com. They are a company that is poised to make what I believe is a lot of money in the sector of organic Rankine cycle conversion units. This is a unit that turns heat in smokestacks and other processes into electricity. this is good for the environment. It's proven technology from the 60s, and it's subsidized by several government agencies. I'm not thrilled about the subsidies either, but it does affect the industry, and I want you to know about it. The adoption of this is, you know, very likely in the near term. These ORC units that are created by Force Field Energy, they're environmentally friendly as compared to the old units. They're also nearly twice as effective, converting temps from as high as 900 degrees instead of as 550 degrees like the previous units. Payback on these machines can be as low as 1 year, depending on what state or country you are in. And that's why companies are going to be taking these units, because A, they've got a legislative, they've got to do something with the heat they're shooting out of these smokestacks, and B, payback on these units, very quick. If you believe that that means that Force Field Energy is going to make some money, as I do, because investments have risk, I'm not going to lie to you, but I've taken the risk with you, you can purchase FNRG. Anybody can on the Open Exchange. They're currently on the OTCQB exchange. They'll soon be on NASDAQ. Once they're on NASDAQ, they're going to get more exposure. Price is going to go up. They're currently at $5 and I think 16 cents and 14 cents. And I believe they're going to go well up from there. However, if you've got enough money to get in, excuse me, into the private placement, you have to have $25,000 and you have to be able to hold the stock for 6 months. It's a real great opportunity to make some money with ForceFieldEnergy.com. The private placement has to be done through the management of Force Field Energy. It's a private placement. And you get a hold of them by going to ForceFieldEnergy.com, click on the Contact Us link. There's the telephone number. There's also a couple of email addresses. You can get a hold of them that way. And it's, again, forcefieldenergy.com. Let's go to Zach calling in. Well, I don't know where Zach's calling in from, but we'll take him anyway. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everyone. I called in mostly about the tattoo thing. But Mark had to go and push my buttons with the scooter topic.
All right.
motorcycling is dangerous. I'm a member of a motorcycle club, and my motorcycle is my main mode of transportation. The 8 to 9 months out of the year, I can ride it up here in the tundra.
Yes. Minnesota.
Yes. But they're dangerous mostly because of cars and the people who drive them. During my commute, I've seen it all. iPads, books, makeup, breakfast, Twitter feeds, everything. And that's the reason motorcycling is dangerous.
I disagree. And remember, I do rescue work with my local fire department. I agree with you that people that use motorcycles as a primary mode of transportation tend to be the kind of people that will take them very, very seriously. But there's also people out there that drive these, you know, they drive them at night. They drive them going back from the club. They've had a few in them. They want to show their friends what it's like to get up on one wheel. They, you know, hot rodding. The hot rodders.
Darwinism.
I understand. I'm just saying I think they're dangerous. And if you're going to claim that, you know, for every little old lady that smashes, that uses a motorcycle as a hood ornament, that there is another hot rodder out there on one wheel, you know, trying to go, trying to make storm drains bigger.
Yeah, I have no sympathy and do not defend at all the hot doggers out there who put their bikes into trees. I'm not a part of that community at all, and I consider them a totally different species, and yeah,
gotcha.
I'm not talking about them. But anyway, the real reason I called in was about the tattoos. And obviously, for anyone who's listening to this program who isn't a masochist, the first reason to oppose this becoming law is there is no victim.
Indeed.
So right there is the biggest reason to oppose. We're talking about consenting individuals, although I will admit there's a case that maybe could be made about when one is inebriated to the point that they can't really consent to a contract. And I think that's a bigger conversation. But me personally, I have 6 tattoos. And my rule is 6 months of waiting. I go to my artist and we get it drawn up and we talk about ideas and I pin it on my wall for 6 months. That's what I do. And that's a good rule for me, but that doesn't mean it's right for everyone. And for someone like me, 24 hours isn't going to make a big deal, you know, with the amount of time I'm talking about. And I hope people like me are the majority, although I realize that may not be the case.
It may not be the case.
So the stated goal of this regulation does absolutely nothing for people like me. And also at sought-after, highly respected shops like the one I go to, you need an appointment anyway. So you're already waiting sometime. And I realize some shops, you know, you can just walk in, sit down in a chair.
Mom. Just get a tattoo of the little heart on it that says, Mom. Anybody can do that.
Yeah. My artist won't deal with intoxicated folks because he just got sick of hearing about it when he opened up shop the next day. So he just doesn't deal with it. He gets enough business to where he can do that.
What? How would you hear about it the next day?
Like complaints?
Yeah, someone would be waiting for him at the shop and say, hey, what is this? I found your card in my jeans. What is all this about? And he said, yeah, you came in and paid for it, and you're Batman now. So,
oh boy.
Congratulations, you're Batman.
Yeah. So walk-in service shouldn't necessarily, it shouldn't bring just the drunk people to your head. We have to remember that we're Americans, and we like stuff now. I want that tattoo on me 5 minutes ago. Where, again, people like me, I may walk in with my drawing that I've had for 6 months, and I say, look, I've got the day off. Let's do this thing.
Right, and that's the thing is, if, you know, I can't say I'm not contemplating a tattoo. I've been contemplating it for 6 years now, and, you know, if I decide that I want to get that tattoo that day, then I want to get that tattoo that day. I can't justify in my own life putting hundreds of dollars into a tattoo that, you know, I could be spending on, you know, eliminating debt or, you know, educating my kid or something. So I probably will never get that tattoo. But I know how I feel about the other ones that I have, and it's not positive.
Yeah, and my last point on this whole thing is that there are 5 states within an hour's drive of D.C. So all they're going to do is drive the business elsewhere. So this is yet again more good intentions paving the road to hell.
Indeed.
So anyway, thanks for letting me on, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, Zach.
And you can call in on Skype, too. We are lrn.fm, which is that's our username there on Skype. You'll have to send a contact request first. And once we'll accept it quickly. And then once you do, you can call in. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
855-453. Mortgage Minute Guy is the place to get your mortgage. There's a lot of people buying homes this summer and spring. It's been a very brisk home buying season. And the Mortgage Minute Guy is going to work hard for you to get the right loan for you. You know, you can find a lot of brokers that will work hard to get the right loan for them, but not so much the right loan for you. If you're working with somebody right now, you deserve, I mean, this is one of the largest financial decisions of your life. You deserve a second opinion. The people to give it to you, Mortgage Minute Guy. You can find them at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And their telephone number is 866-288-0088. They know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. Roger Schlesinger, his team of experts, are going to work with you to find the right loan. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's go to Anonymous, calling in from Charleston, West Virginia, on WVTS. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, how you doing tonight? I just wanted to... The thing with the tattoos, I had to say something to the two because, I mean, I waited until I was like, I didn't get my first one until I was 38 years old. So, you know, I mean, I figure, heck, if you got this much time to kind of figure out what you want to do, cause, I mean, it's going to be in your body the rest of your life. You might as well think about it. So, you know, there again, it's just more bureaucracy being thrown at things. But
so you've already, you waited yourself. Why, you know, what would you need to wait another 24 hours for, right?
Yeah, right. So, you know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, but I mean, there again, you know, there are people that, you know, they're going, oh, I got to have this right now. And you know, but yeah, I don't know. I just think it's more government bureaucracy getting in the way of people's lives.
Yeah, I imagine that every one of those little forms that they have to fill out are probably, you know, there's probably going to be some kind of fee at some point or another for these tattoo parlors. And they might be, we can obviously have to pass that on. And it seems reasonable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your thoughts on the subject. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. Nimmy?
Yes.
Now, they brought up the idea, caller there back, Zach, brought up the idea of how drunk can somebody be and still consent to a tattoo? And I think that this is an interesting question. Exactly, I mean, is there any level of drunkenness that a person can still sort of, they would have to bodily consent. Here's my money, I want a tattoo. I want this one from the book. Like, you know, that's how drunk they are.
My understanding is when you're blackout drunk, you're still held accountable for getting into a vehicle and driving. So I don't think there's really a line. I mean, if you're going to say this is the standard we're going to apply, then I think you should be consistent and say no alcohol whatsoever, along with your 24-hour waiting period. You must be 5'4" tall and weigh less than 200 pounds in order to get a tattoo.
No tattooed midgets.
That's right.
But drunk driving, you can do that by yourself. When you go to a tattoo parlor, then you have to have the assistance of somebody else. And I think it would be a responsible business practice if somebody were crawling in drunk for them, this business to say, I can't serve you.
Right. And I think that's for safety as well, because you bleed more, my understanding.
I've heard that.
I've heard that as well.
But I can see why somebody might want to get drunk before they get a tattoo.
Sure, absolutely.
Like, you know, like maybe what I would want to do is get the tattoo all arranged with my tattoo artist several days in advance. This is the one I want. I'm going to be in on Friday at, you know, whatever time, and I'm going to be schnockered, because you're not going to give me any, I'm not really sure what good pain pills are, oxycodones or whatever, so I'm going to go ahead and medicate in the only way that's really legal for me to medicate.
Interesting. However, I would think that the tattoo artist would want somebody that's sober, somebody that's responsive and control of their functions if you're going to be jabbing them with sharp needles.
Sure, sure. Just get them a bucket. There's nothing else you need. I do wonder about, like, I'm of the opinion that Nimmy is, essentially, look, if you can crawl to the counter and you can make payment and you can indicate what you want, I think that you're responsible for the tattoo that you get. I agree with you that it's a responsible business practice to at the very least, you know, not get somebody who's clearly hammered, give them the tattoo. But I think it's very difficult for a business to compete in that realm. If you're on Tattoo Street, and many towns have several tattoo parlors on the same street, and you refuse service to somebody, and the other tattoo parlor is going to give it to them, they're going to go there.
I would think the other tattoo parlors that would tattoo anybody for any reason would see more protests, you know. And
I've never seen a protest in front of a tattoo parlor.
Well, we just heard about, you know, people that wouldn't tattoo folks because the next morning, you know, they would get angry responses.
Yeah. There's certainly a difference between your sort of mid-level tattoo artist is like a person who can draw, and your high-level tattoo artist, which is a person who can, you know, an incredible artist. And, I mean, everybody has to fill a niche, but not everybody can be a highly skilled artist. Everybody can be open and provide a tattoo to whomever crawls through the door.
Sure.
So it just seems like, I don't know. I mean, I guess ultimately you're responsible for what goes on your body. You paid cash or credit card, and that's what comes down to it. I do think that it's best for a business owner to do what you suggest, but ultimately this is one of those places where the market is going to deal with the lowest common denominator, and it tends to happen. 855-450-FREE. I wanted to talk about this article that's coming out of the Huffington Post from Philadelphia, and well, it's on Huffington Post, but it has the Agitator blog on it, too, so I'm not sure. It's written by Radley Balco. We've had him on the show in the past, and, you know, great writer. Sam Laino was ultimately convicted of a single charge of possessing prescription drugs with the intent to distribute. For that, his wife and three children are homeless. Welcome to the wonderful world of asset forfeiture. from the Philadelphia City Paper. The Philadelphia DA brings 300 to 600 real estate forfeiture cases per year. Thousands of cases against small amounts of cash seized in police stops. That's 300 to 600 real estate forfeiture cases per year. And then thousands of cases of small amounts of cash seized in police stops that sometimes, but not always, result in arrest. I can't imagine why it's legal to confiscate cash from somebody without an arrest. Together bringing nearly $6 million into the coffers of Philadelphia annually. In a series of reports for City Paper, The Cash Machine, and ProPublica, this reporter, Redley Balco, has documented how the Philadelphia DA has made civil forfeitures into a vast, unaudited city revenue stream. Profiting from an upside-down legal process through which the DA has the power to bleed property owners dry of financial resources and imperil homeowners with minimal or no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. Sandra Liano, that's the wife here, is just one of these stories, but one that casts in sharp relief the difference between the way the district attorney's office describes the goals of its forfeiture program to the public and the way those targeted by forfeiture experience it. The Philadelphia DA characterized its forfeiture program not as a revenue generator, but as a public service, depriving criminals of the spoils of their crimes, abating nuisance properties that terrorize neighborhoods, and, according to a recent statement, working to establish responsible property ownership. But Sandra Leino's story paints a very different picture of how the DA uses forfeiture, less like a scalpel, more like a battering ram. If you know anything about asset forfeiture, you probably got a story. You can call in with that story, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 55-450-FREE. Might be able to squeeze you in here in the final moments of the show. It's Mark with you.
Nanny.
And Tally.
Want to remind you real quick, when you do your online shopping, do it through shop.freetalklive.com. If you're shopping through Amazon or Newegg, you can go through there. You'll get the same prices, the same service you normally get. Free Talk Live will get a little spiff. And, you know, It's really easy, and it's a really great way to promote the spread of the ideas of liberty. There just aren't other shows out there talking about the issues the way we talk about them. Shop.freetalklive.com. Going back to this story from the Huffington Post, written by Radley Balco regarding asset forfeiture and its effects on a particular family, but sort of generally too. Because of the owner of a piece of property, be it land, cash, a car, or a home, needn't even be charged to lose the property under forfeiture laws. The Leinos had already lost their home by the time Sam Leino was convicted of the single drug charge. It was a prescription drug with the intent to distribute charge. Despite the conviction, the family maintains that he possessed the drugs for personal use after an automobile accident. In fact, the government can actually freeze your assets before any proceedings begin, making it difficult to hire legal representation for either your criminal trial or to go to court to reclaim your property. In this case, the Philadelphia DA's office actually evicted Sandra Leino and her children from their home, rendering them homeless until a relative took them in. The office of the I mean, does anyone think it's a good idea to take property from drug users or even sellers and kick their families out?
My question is, what did this guy do to upset the Philly DA's office? Because this sounds like how Keene is treating Ian, frankly.
Well, it may be how the Keene is treating Ian, and Keene certainly, the city of Keene certainly hates Ian, but they do 300 to 600 of these per year. This is a revenue stream in Philly, where it may be used as a political cudgel in other places like Keene. I suspect all across America these kind of things can be used. But in Philadelphia, it looks more like just them doing business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Howard, calling in from Philly. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm Mark and Nemi, and Tally's there too, right?
That's right.
What's
hey,
up?
Howie.
Okay. Hey, all of you. I'm in Philly. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what issue you were just speaking of, Mark, but I called in for a different reason.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the show. I enjoy the show. I enjoy all the hosts and what Free Talk Live produces. And I just noticed, like, how in the chat tonight while I was hanging out, I've met some good people there. And why I say met, it's not just talk to them on chat, but it's been like 2 or 3 years now. And you start to recognize people. And, you know, everybody likes you guys. Like, you guys do gain a lot of respect, but it just bothered me that people were saying that you seem like a sadist tonight. And I just wanted to clarify, like, that, Mark, you're a very humorous person. And when you do, like, the first host chair, you're usually very humorous. And, like, that's why I take exception to people saying that, because that's, like, totally not what you are. Like, and I don't
He
get
does
that,
wear a fanny pack, though, let's not forget.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
That's a sign of a sadist, is it not?
It's a sign of a person with a gun.
and anything that happens in chat is all just something that you just blow off anyway. I mean,
I almost never see the chat room. I support people going in there and going to chat.freetalklive.com or cam.freetalklive.com. You'll get to the same chat room there. Free Talk Live, we've got multiple hosts. It's one of those things. People have their baby faces. They have their heels. Those are the pro wrestling terms for the good guys and the bad guys. And it doesn't bother me in the least. I haven't proposed that any legislation, and so to call me a statist is factually inaccurate.
But you do watch wrestling.
I've seen it. I'm not that big of a fan. I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, okay.
No,
in the past.
Cool. All of you, I'm just, the only reason I'm calling is just keep up your thick skin, and I admire that you can do a radio show, and the nature of doing any kind of media is that you're going to get a lot of criticism. But I just wanted to say that I value all you guys. The benefit that you guys do is so much more than anyone understands right now. And I was one of the ones who didn't understand for so long. And after listening, you know, I just wanted to say that the work you guys do is service work to humanity. And someday it's going to show. So, hey, you know, I just wanted to call in and say that, because anybody who's a detractor, you know, just keep listening to the show and you'll know. Mark is not a statist. Mark is not an inhuman person. Mark Edge is a person who's been through more than what any one of these detractors can probably ever imagine in his life. He's a person who just cares about people, and he has the courage to say what he feels about. So I'm passionate about that, Mark, and I just hope that I can relate that. You know, I like you guys.
I appreciate how I call you. Thank you so much.
We'll make sure we send those bitcoins your way.
Right.
And thanks for the pizza, Howie. You rock.
Did he send pizza or something?
He did send pizza.
I remember.
Oh,
I've
been asked from
at some point. He has done such a thing. You know, I he's right. If you're in the media, you got to have thick skin. And on Free Talk Live, it's a show about controversy. I'm not a fan. I don't speak things that aren't my truth for me, but at the same time, you know, I gotta kind of let things out. And I'm not a fan of tattoos. I'm not a fan of motorcycles. I'm not a fan of people not wearing helmets or not wearing,
I don't like you either, Mark.
But I gotta say, just because you do those things, I've done them all. Every single one of them. It's only from mistakes in my life that I make those statements. And, you know, Howie's right. We try very hard to forward the ideas of human freedom on this show, and we do it through discussion. And if in the process you find a favorite, you find a least favorite, fine and dandy, continue to listen. Let's go to Mike in New Mexico. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's on my mind is that, because of the anniversary of the supposed terror, all these tribute shows on the other stations, and you wouldn't believe, even after 12 years, the amount of people that call up and say, them boys is over there fighting for our freedom so that we don't have to fight them here on our soil.
Well, those are the talking points, and talking points take a long time to undo. A lot of people perceive 9/11 as an unprovoked attack on U.S. soil. Even if, you know, some people perceive it as having been done by the government, some people perceive it as, well, the fact is that it's a very reasonable blowback from U.S. foreign policy. Either way.
Exactly. And yeah, either way, it doesn't even matter what happened on 9/11. I guess that I'm just awestruck by the fact that more people, having had over a decade to study and think and realize and look at other things that are going on, that they still believe that it's this battle between good and evil and the great United States against all that's evil in the world, and all these people are trying to kill us, and, you know, there's terrorists and sleeper cells and all this. It's such a bunch of garbage, such a bunch of baloney that, I just don't even know what to say anymore. I hear these things and I get this mild gag reflex. I just can't deal with it, man.
I think it's natural for people to, you know, ally themselves with wherever they consider themselves to be from. And, you know, obviously, United States is where we're from. So that's the good place because we were born here. And it's easy for people to consider themselves to be the underdog. You know, like you said, the whole world's arrayed against the United States. Well, you know, strange, this country that the whole world's arrayed against is incredibly powerful, has the most powerful military the world's ever seen. And, you know, it's difficult to look at them as the underdog, but I think in a lot of ways some people do.
Yeah. And also, do you guys think that, you know, many times I've heard people on your show and you guys talked about the way war can be used to boost an economy and make certain corporations rich, you know, no-bid contracts and stuff like this. It seems like when all else fails, they immediately go for war. And I'm wondering how close we are to economic disaster, you know, and they're just throwing this thing in Syria out. And if it's not Syria, it'll be somebody else next week. Like, do you agree with that, that they've got to constantly have this constant state of warfare? You know, because without it, the economy would just, whatever the, quote, the economy is, would collapse.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what their thought process is behind it, but it's clear to me that the military-industrial complex and a lot of wealthy individuals make a lot of money off of war, and you know, they motivate politicians. I think some of them believe that we're in a righteous conflict against you know, evil people, but it just doesn't make, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Mike, thanks for the call. 850. I'm sorry, I'm giving that. FreeTalkLive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
In the meantime, you can check us out at FreeTalkLive.com.
FreeTalkLive reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, FreeTalkLive is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.